The big question after the March 22nd election debacle was, why did Maricopa County election officials think switching to only 60 vote centers would be enough? The vote centers were larger, but the change was an 85% reduction in voting locations since 2008, the last time both parties had a competitive presidential primary. Recorder Helen Purcell took responsibility for the mistake, but says her plan was based on data. Here she is explaining her pre-election estimates at a legislative hearing.
The estimated turnout using the 2008 as a model was 23% at the polls.
But there were a series of underestimates in the model. Because of that, Purcell and her team wrongly predicted the total number of eligible voters at the polls would be just
71,300 registered voters.
The model did not include hard predictions for the ineligible people, the unregistered and independents who would also get in line. In actuality, on election day, over 108,000 people went to the polls. That included more than 18,000 ineligible independents who cast provisional ballots that were ultimately rejected.
Did we factor in that some of them would probably go to the polls? That's what we always have to do. But we thought not that great number.
But an analysis by KJZZ raises questions about whether officials should have foreseen 18,000-plus independents at the polls. Looking back at the 2008 presidential preference election, the one used as a model, more than 20,000 independents tried to vote that year, even more than this year. It's a point Purcell doesn't dispute.
Yes, that was somewhat similar to this time.
Purcell says she thought this year the number of independents would drop due to voter education. A complicating factor is that some of those independents may have believed they were affiliated with a party or had their registration switched. That issue is still being investigated. Purcell insists it made sense for her office to base their model on the number of eligible voters, not ineligible independents.
They're not eligible to vote in the election, so they're certainly not in the plan to put together how you conduct that election.
But Bob Stein, a political scientist and voting expert at Rice University, says under best practices, Purcell should have done a statistical model to predict all the people who were likely to show up at the polls, eligible or not, and the number likely to cast provisional ballots, which take longer.
I don't think they did the due diligence necessary for estimating what the turnout of Republican and Democratic and independent voters.
This is the first presidential year that Arizona election changes don't need to be pre-cleared by the U.S. Department of Justice. That's because a U.S. Supreme Court decision 3 years ago struck down a portion of the Voting Rights Act, ending that requirement. But Stein says Purcell would have benefited from that review.
A pre-clearance report is very detailed and would have made her realize very quickly she was in trouble.
Jim Barton, a lawyer for the Arizona Democratic Party, agrees. He says if there were 20,000 independents 8 years ago, the recorder should have known 60 vote centers wouldn't be enough.
Frankly, the numbers that we're looking at right now cause more questions than answers because now it's hard to even understand how they could have thought that this would work out.
In fact, things didn't even go all that smoothly in the 2008 presidential preference election either. Even with 400 polling sites that year, there was confusion, independents trying to vote, and long lines. Election law professor Chara Torres-Bellacy of Stetson University puts it this way.
2008 was a teachable moment for Maricopa County, and Maricopa County did not learn their lesson.
Jude Jaffe-Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.